Hello, friends. It's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Today's story comes to us from Lila and Casper. Hey, guys, they sent me an awesome idea for a story, and you can, too. Just head over to kidshortstories.com. Send me your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. Are you guys ready to go on a prehistoric adventure of finding fossils? Me, too. Let's go. One day, Lila and Casper were playing in their backyard. They were having lots of fun in their sandbox. Have you ever played in sand before? Oh, I hope so. Well, digging in sand or building with sand is really fun. But Lila and Casper, they were archaeologists preparing to go on a fossil hunt. Wait, what is an archaeologist? Do you know what an archaeologist is? Oh, an archaeologist, that's the one, that's the job that they look for dinosaur bones or fossils. And where do those live? Like, if you were to go looking for fossils, would you look if they're hanging from trees like apples? No. They're not hanging from trees. Are they like inside of swimming pools? No, usually not. Not there. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, they're usually like maybe in the ground or in a river or maybe on a lake. Yeah, there's lots of places that you can find some really cool fossils. Well, Lila and Casper, they like to hide things in their sandbox and then go dig for them. Whoa, Casper, look at this. As Lila pulled out a giant fossil. This was a fossil of a real clamshell from a very long time ago. Wow, good find, Lila, said Casper. All right, I think there's just two more left. Oh, here's one, said Casper. He had dug in the far corner of the sandbox and had found another fossil. And here's the last one, said Lila. Wow, I think that's a world record. I don't think we've ever found all our fossils before that fast. We're getting pretty good, said Lila. They were a great team. Casper and Lila, they loved to dig together, but not only that, they were actually pretty good at it. They both had their different jobs, and they worked together like a great team and were very productive in finding fossils. All right, guys, let's put on our shoes. It's time to go, said their parents. It was time to go on a real fossil hunting adventure. They lived in Norfolk, UK, which had so many cool fossils. And they were going to go to a river nearby and look in the river bed. Do you know what a river bed is? Ooh, is it where we go to sleep at night? No. That would just be a normal bed. Well, a river bed, that's the bottom of the river. Usually it's like a pretty clear water and there's lots of rocks and sand at the river bed. And do you know who who goes to sleep in the riverbed usually? Fossils. Yeah, riverbeds, the bottom of rivers or the shoreline where the sand and the rocks are, that's usually a great place to find fossils. And that's where Lila and Casper were going today with their parents. They loaded up in the car and off they drove. They could not wait for this adventure. What do you think we're going to find, Lila? Oh, I hope we find like shark teeth or a dinosaur or maybe even a woolly mammoth. Wow, any one of those things would be awesome to find, said Lila. I hope we, you know, at least find something cool. They had just arrived and they raced out of the car and quickly splashed in the river. You do have to get a little wet sometimes when you're looking for fossils, but it helps when it's a nice hot day. Lila and Casper started to wade through the river. On the shore, it was nice and shallow, but they were looking for something amazing. Casper, come over here. Hurry, I think I found something. Lila was pointing at something that was sticking out from the sand and the rocks. something that did not look normal.
Holy smokes. Look at that thing. It's huge.
As Lila carefully moved the sand away, Casper could not wait.
Hurry, pull it out. Hurry.
Wait. We gotta be careful with it so it doesn't break, said Lila. They had carefully moved all the sand and the rocks around it and gently pulled it out. It was a real megalodon tooth.
Oh, this is amazing!
Lila held it in both hands. A megalodon, do you know what a megalodon is? It's a very, very big shark that lived a very long time ago. And I don't think they live here anymore. I think they're extinct. But their teeth are very big. They're bigger than your hand. Like if you were to lay your hand out like a pancake, it's bigger than that. Whoa, I would not want to meet one of those sharks in the wild in real life. Well, Lila put their find in a bag. This was a very good fossil bag to have. It was nice and soft so they could put things inside of it and it wouldn't get damaged. As they continued searching, Casper was the next one to find something amazing. Wait, what is this over here? He found a rock that looked like there was a little marking on it, and he started to move all the dirt and mud and sand off of it. He swished it in the water to make it nice and clean. It was a pretty big one. This rock was hard to lift because it was so big and heavy. But as he lifted it out of the clean water,
whoa! Lila, look at this!
Shouted Casper. He had found a giant fossil of a woolly mammoth tusk.
Holy smokes! Those are so cool! Do you guys know what woolly mammoths are?
Yeah, they are giant creatures from a long time ago that look like elephants. Like, picture a normal gray elephant with their tusks and their long trunk. Just like that. But woolly mammoths are woolly. Do you know what woolly means?
Furry.
They had hair all over their bodies. Not like elephants today. They look pretty silly and it looks like they needed a haircut or something. But woolly mammoths are really cool. They don't live anymore, unfortunately, but to find a fossil of them is a big deal. Casper couldn't believe it. His eyes were ginormous as he held up this giant fossil of the woolly mammoth tusk.
Oh, this might be the greatest find I've ever done, shouted Casper.
Lila was really proud of her brother. They added this new fossil to their fossil bag. They couldn't wait to show their parents. Off to the distance, next to the river, was a strange pool of water. It was very sparkly. It had a glitter glow to it. As they went over towards this special pond, they thought it was going to be a great place to wash off their fossils and show their parents. Casper was first and grabbed his fossil of the woolly mammoth tusk and was rinsing it off in this very sparkly clean water.
This is going to be so cool. Oh no!
He dropped it into the water and it was very deep. But where'd it go? They couldn't see it anymore. And then all of a sudden,
a woolly mammoth walked out of this pond. What on earth has just happened? He dropped that fossil into that water and
a real woolly mammoth walked out? What have they just discovered? Did this magical pond turn all fossils into living creatures? Should Lila drop her megalodon shark tooth into it and see what happens? Oh dear, this is a crazy adventure and only the beginning. Wow, they have found an amazing place that turns fossils into real creatures. If you found a fossil and could put it in this magical pond, what kind of animal would you want it to be? Would you like to find a dinosaur fossil and turn it into a real creature? Or like Lila found the megalodon shark tooth, would you like to turn a shark tooth into a real megalodon shark? Oh my goodness, that would be so cool. Well, I think this is just the beginning of Lila and Casper's amazing fossil adventure. But it's the end of our story. We'll see you next time on Kids Short Stories. Bye! Great job, you listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for Kid Shoutouts. I want to say hey to Damon from Singapore, Lydon from Lakewood, Colorado, Catherine and Trinity from Puyallup, Washington, Toby from Hong Kong, Gray from Italy, Alaya from Ontario, and Bella from Vancouver. I'm so glad that you're all in the Kid Short Stories family and on our spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day, and I will see you next time. Bye.